Among many beautiful works out there, my favorite has been Gustav Klimt's 1907 work, Danae. Paintings that have mythical background stories that have always intrigued me since I was younger. By portraying stories that have been created through other mediums, such as writing, people can relate to paintings with their own interpretation of the tale that they have heard. This painting in particular creates a melancholy and sensuous atmosphere that moves me very much, for I interpret the story of Danae, Perseus's mother, as being tragic yet heroic. Prophesied that his own grandson will grow up to murder him, Danae's father, Acrisius, imprisons his daughter in a tower where only light can pass through. In this painting, I feel as if to witness years and years of loneliness and despair that Danae has been suffering through, that just a brief shower of rain permeates her with ecstasy and triumphant sense of freedom. Of course, this rain is not any normal rain. It is Zeus's transformed self to make love with this beautiful and cursed princess. But the focus here is Danae. Not Zeus, not Perseus, but a character often regarded as an impotent figure in the mythology. I often thought that Klimt has his way of empowering female characters and elevating feminine sexuality to something sacred and omnipotent, thereby transforming the traditional narratives. This is also evident in Water Serpents, Salome, and many other works. This is the moment where our life is being conceived. It is a moment of physical and spiritual revelation. Danae receives life, the rain. She creates life, her son. She is life itself. Even her posture is embryonic, vivacious, and yet at the same time vulnerable. The painting hovers on a sensual balance between despair and hope, strength and fragility, sex and innocence, passion and tranquility. It is an undeniable plus that Klimt's aesthetic style is also simply exquisite. He uses rhythmic patterns of geometric sequence, compositional balance, and unity of body figure that all visually entices his fans. In this one, a repetition of circle, the so-called perfect shape, along with thin lines that add translucency to the fabric, flow in a united direction. The background altogether wraps around Danae's figure as a mother's womb would protect the child. The beautiful river of life sweeps her like a miracle that was long awaited. And I think Klimt's toying with small irregularities such as the occasional rectangles adds spice and a human touch that deviate from divine perfection. This tiny element is one of the things that I'm most impressed with his style, and I believe that it is strongly aligned with his way of depicting women, his philosophy behind it. Artists in the older days often aimed for ideal, manners, beauty, and imbued heroic gestures to typically male protagonists. The abnormality is what gives a zest to Klimt's works that makes them appeal to viewers of all time.